What does the Bible say about pornography? Is cybersex wrong? The Bible's answer. The Bible does not directly mention pornography, cybersex, or similar activities. However, the Bible is very clear on how God feels about actions that promote sex outside marriage, or a distorted view of sex. Consider these Bible verses. Deaden therefore your body members that are upon the earth, as respects fornication, uncleanness, sexual appetite. Colossians 3:5. Rather than deadening wrong desires, viewing pornography inflames them. It makes one unclean or dirty in God's eyes. Everyone that keeps on looking at a woman so as to have a passion for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew 5:28. Images of immoral sexual practices trigger wrong thoughts that lead to wrong actions. Let fornication and uncleanness of every sort or greediness not even be mentioned among you. Ephesians 5:3. We shouldn't for pleasure even mention immoral sex, much less watch or read about it. The works of the flesh are manifest, and they are fornication, uncleanness, and things like these. As to these things I am forewarning you, the same way as I did forewarn you, that those who practice such things will not inherit God's kingdom. Galatians 5:19-21. God views those who use pornography or engage in cybersex, phone sex, or sexting as being unclean, morally contaminated. If we were to make a practice of such things, we could completely lose God's favor. Definitions. Pornography. Erotic videos, pictures, or writing designed to cause sexual excitement. Cybersex. Sex-oriented messages or conversations over the internet for the purpose of sexual excitement. Phone sex. Using a phone to have improper sexual conversations or to listen to explicit erotic messages. Sexting. Sending sexually explicit images or messages by cell phone.